Blog Talk Radio.
Is brought to you in living color on NBC.
A toodle-loodle, I'm a toodle-loodle, I'm a toodle-loo, I am. In the umbrella, too. Today, you bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. Pitter-patter, it looks like rain. Well, let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter, don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrella and then go out his way. Singing toodle-loodle, I'm a toodle-ay. Toodle-loodle, I'm a toodle-ay. Many umbrellas do fit today.
Thank you.
I apologize if the volume was all messed up on that. Seems like they fixed Blog Talk Radio for the listeners, and now for the host, I can't hear a lot of the stuff that's going on. So I thought it sounded a little low, so I turned it up. I probably fucked up. What the hell. On with the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation. They're the proud makers of First Amendment crying towels and Mitch McConnell neck condoms. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Dingus Hour, Possum Hour. Tuesdays, and well, during the week, whenever the fuck he wants. Clobber time! Your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. This week, he will bombastically review the latest Avengers Infinity War, whatever the fuck it's called, movie. Which looks pretty cool. Appeals to the 12-year-old boy in all of us. And then there's Friday Night Possum, at least for now. Well, the phone lines will be open. I can't hear that music at all, man, hardly. Well, I can't hardly. I'll speak so good. I have all the words. Let's see. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Charlie, what's with the dark glasses? I never seen a tuna in dark glasses.
You don't see tunas with cigars every day either.
Oh, come on, what's with the shades?
I'm going up to the Cyphers for a look around. Like the sun hides my eyes, you know?
Ooh, what's up there?
A star-kissed tuna scout.
A star-kissed tuna scout?
Forget it, kid. It never make the weight. Besides, it ain't what you are, it's who you know that counts. You gotta have connections.
You got connections?
My brother-in-law, Starkist, took him last month. I'm sure he put in a word for me. Hey, what did I tell you? They sent for me. All right, cut the comedy.
Sorry, Charlie. Only the finest prime tuna is good enough for Starkist. More people like the taste of Starkist than any other tuna. Try it and see why.
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Telephone. Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Telephone.
Hello, this is Hugh Jazz.
Hi.
Who's this?
Bart Simpson.
What can I do for you, Bart?
Look, I'll level with you, mister. This is a crank call that sort of backfired, and I'd like to bail out right now.
All right. Better luck next time. What a nice young man.
Keep your hands off my woman. You're a woman. I saw her, but don't put your hands on
me.
But don't you put your
hands on me. And now, for the scat silence of Rex, the Bone Daddy Llama, and Teddy Welcome Blue.
Zooted wheat, zooted wheat, zooted wheat, zooted wheat, zooted wheat, zooted wheat, but, your breath smells like a butt, your butt, butt, booty, butt, your whole mouth smells like an open ass, butt, poop, poop. Wet, 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 way, fat, fat, white, way, fatty is next to me, you're fat, you're a fat, 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 fat. Do I smell but some fat next to me? That's a man. Fit it and party, poop, baby, full fat time.
Baby penis.
suck it, 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 feel free to suck it. 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 You can suck it and put it in your mouth.
Back! Back! The back to your back. Your back looks like a ball sack. A wrinkle, dinkle-doo, stinky-doo. Betty the wrinkle-dinkle-deedy ball sack.
You're a taint, the space between the button balls. Taint face, you taint, you taint, your face is a taint. Taint, taint, taint. Take it back, no I won't. Take it back,
I never will.
Take it back, no I won't.
Take
never back. Will, never will. No I won't, cause you're a son of a son of a son of a son of a bitch.
Bitch! You don't need to fight over me. There's plenty of that for
I reckon this one.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Well, hey, Charlie. You want a muscle relaxer? You take one with Viagra, you're essentially Gumby with a pokey.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, one and all.
I believe it. I believe it.
Gotta believe
all right, happy,
it.
Happy Jazz Appreciation Day.
And to you too, sir, and all the possums out there in possum land.
How's that?
I said, and to you too, sir, and all those possums out in possum land.
And to Sarah Huckabee Sanders as well.
There you go. Yes.
I don't want to leave her out.
No.
Poor thing. Did you watch the show with the crazy lady from the other night?
No.
Oh, my God. You got to watch that thing. Funny as shit stinks. I laugh. All right. Two funniest jokes. You ready? Stealing,
yep,
stealing humor from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Which everybody got pissed off about. Ba-dum-bum. Okay. Number one, Mike Pence is what happens when Anderson Cooper isn't gay. I like that one.
Yeah.
Nice. And then this one, I had to stop the tape because it was outright prolonged laughter. Mitch McConnell couldn't make it tonight. He's getting his neck circumcised. Hey!
Good for her.
That's a beauty. You got to watch the whole thing, though. It's worth it. Worth every penny.
And, of course, you know, half of the world's pissed off at her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's... How dare she say pussy?
Yeah.
that's the job of the president.
There what Jimmy Kimmel said? Next year, get a, get a juggler. Get a fucking juggler.
I think they should get Gilbert Gottfried next year. It'd be good.
I think, did they ever have... I'm sure they had him before.
Oh, not at that thing, I don't think. He's kind of... Uh-oh. Ted's early. Okay.
Ted wants out.
Hang
Ted
on, gang.
Jazz.
It's the Ted portion of the show. Yeah, I got to remember to play jazz music in the background. Duh.
That's right, Ted.
I actually uploaded some spatials. So I had a big day, man. I fixed my back door screen. It was coming off. Fixed that. Fixed the door on the shed. Had to get the power tools out for that one.
You're a handyman.
Took the damn cans over to the thingy. 127 pounds of cans, man.
All right. Good. That was a good payday.
Maximum capacity of the truck. And, yeah, it was good. 65 cents a pound, man.
Shit,
like
that's
82
right.
bucks. Yeah, 80 yeah. bucks. Which I proceeded to spend on
scotch
and beer.
Yeah.
No,
that's
a lot of natty. I bought a real good bottle of scotch and then some cheap beer to wash it down with.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, come on, Ted. Jeez. I had to. My goodness. Anyway, I hit the ground running this morning, man. It was cool. Nice stuff.
You have your tool belt on? You stud walking around?
No,
like
I didn't have my tool belt on.
Well, at least you had your overalls on, right?
Probably wearing sweatpants, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the chicks want to know.
I don't have a tool belt, man. But I did get the power drill out, man.
There you go.
Yeah, my shed's in bad shape.
It needs cleaning out, or
fixed up here.
The shed's in bad shape.
The shed itself is in bad shape. It's a little leaky, and
Yep, same as mine.
I need a new.
I
want to
get that rubber spray on. You were talking about getting it too.
That's what I was talking about. What if we went around the creases of the fucking thing with that shit? What the hell, man?
Or the entire thing.
And then we could even use it as a boat. We could even use our sheds as a boat.
Uh-huh.
Slap an outboard motor on the back and go fishing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. We're back. our front, too. Everybody's just so enthralled with tonight's show so far.
Let's
change a pace and let's blow something the fuck up. That'll get everybody up and at 'em. How about that? Who's your messiah now?
Yes.
He asked. All right. So I think this is the final round for our good old friend John Melonhead Smith Cougar Melon Camp. We've done all his hits. I actually made a list and everything, and this last one was actually his first hit. So it's kind of, you know, we've come full circle, if you will. I need a lover.
You should clip him. You don't love it. You should clip them all together and make one song out of it just to prove that it's all one fucking song he does over and over again.
That was my idea exactly, sir.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to use the funny stuff, just the real songs, you know, and take a verse here, a verse there, a verse there, a verse there. Patch it together. You won't know.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, I know this song, don't I? Yeah, it sounds very similar. All right. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, final time, blowing up, John Cougar Mellencamp, or John Mellencamp, or John, actually, I think this was originally John Cougar. This is when he was a pop star.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
What's the name, please?
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Think that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Real George. Give me some skin. Give me some skin. Give me a blot.
Well, good luck with all that.
Cool, man. Give me some skin. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bebop. Cool, man. Real, 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 real joy. Cool, man. Real, 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 real joy. Cool.
Happy birthday, everybody!
Yeah. That was a big hit. Yeah, we're recovering. We're gaining them back. They're coming back, man. We were losing them there, but they're coming back.
They were walking out the door, and now they're back.
I know. They were halfway out, and then Dick Shawn came on. Is this Dick Shawn?
No.
Oh, hey. It's GT Trent, ladies and gentlemen. GT ladies and gentlemen.
Trent.
It's Fleet Admiral GT Trenton.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking
applause,
man? Jesus Christ. I got to move that back to the top.
There it is. Oh, there it is.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. You keep giving me more and more promotions. I'm not higher ranked than Lynn. I am just a little one-pipped admiral, which is a staff.
Who should we talk to? Who should we talk to? Commodore can pull some strings. We'll get you promoted, buddy.
In time of war, Commodore's rule, man. We're in charge. That's what we're Commodore.
Yeah, well, this admiral took a hike to the Gamma Quadrant. He didn't want to deal with nobody's bullshit no more. Well, good thing I got
Gamma Quadrant and Russian Front. Those are the two places I've always wanted to avoid.
I'd rather fly a rabbit horn.
Is this on? Okay. So there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
There they are.
And what a great group we have. We have in the studio, of course, we have the renowned GTO, Greg Trenton.
GTO.
Welcome, sir. And in the lounge, we have a special returning possum. So good to
see
her. She's catching a couple of Z's right now, but her name's Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann. Beth Ann's here. Hello.
She's forgiven me for blowing up Rick Springfield finally. That was it caused a rift. But she's
I thought
you
were
going to
do it again when you seen she was in the lounge.
I'm not mean. I'm a nice person, man. Didn't you see my Dalai Lama shit on my page, man?
Yes.
That's
all
I'm posting from now on. Just Dalai Lama memes. Dalai Lama memes.
Silly stuff.
That's it.
Funny stuff.
You know?
I like the Dalai Lama Llama better.
There you go.
Dalai Lamas, man. I like, it's a good, it's a snack cake, the Dalai Lama. Okay, and there's Dr. Cake. A luminary of some merit. I'd have to say it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
And you would be correct.
She leaves. I'm done. The whole fate of the show is in her hands.
Yep.
I'm serious.
Dr. Cake.
I'm dead. Serious. Oh, that guy. He can wear you out, man. He's something else.
He didn't set fire to your neighbor yet, has he?
No. I calmed him down. I said, well, you know, I got another. I explained my strategy, and he's like, well, you know, actually, that does sound like a better plan. I'm like, okay. That's the way. All right. Well, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. We just adore you. And there's Getting 4 USA.
Getting 4 USA here.
He's the ex-Knot. Now, because for some reason, I guess, frickin' Blog Talk is working again? Ooh.
Yeah, it seems that way.
I got into Daddy G show, like, first try without even sweating Saturday, so.
Well,
about damn time. It's been fucked up for a couple years, man.
Yeah.
Really, hasn't it? It's been a couple years of this.
It wouldn't let me log in.
Tonight?
There you go.
Yeah, I tried 3 times. It wouldn't let me log in, so that's why I called.
SOB. Okay, well, it's not working for everybody yet. But hopefully, knock wood, XOXO, XNOT, it will work. Well, thank you for getting for USA. Getting?
Yes.
No. Thank you for becoming getting for USA. And there's Maggie C. First in love, first in peace.
Maggie C's here. Yes.
First in awesome lounge.
The reason why she's always first in lounge is because she's magic.
Yep. Correct on that, Jack.
Got the Dave Brubeck in the background there, man. Take 5.
Nice. Dave Brubeck.
Hopefully I can hear it when I listen back to the show. I think they're on the drum part or something.
There you go. Take 5.
It's not every day a jazz tune charts on the pop charts, man, you know. This one did. My sister, unsurprisingly, has met the guy before he passed away, Dave. Mr. Brubeck, which is pretty cool.
Yep. I've seen him twice. Wish I'd met him.
Yeah, my mom had in her room in the home had a picture. Sis and Dave Brubeck backstage, so cool.
Nice. You know what's good about this song? Non-jazz people like it.
Yeah. It crosses thingies.
Yeah.
Crosses wires or something.
Yep.
Right. Maggie C, we love you too. Love Dr. Cake. We love you all, Ma. Okay. That's it? Okay. There
more
you go.
Room.
Ran out, huh?
Little Flintstone jazz.
Should play take six. A little bit longer.
Why'd they call it take 5? Was it actually the fifth take, or was it something about the...
No.
Because there's a weird thing about
the
timing on it.
It's the timing. Yeah.
Okay.
It was composed by a saxophone player, Paul Desmond. And he did that... The whole album is called Out of Time or something like that.
Yeah, I can't. My sister could tell us, and she could tell us it'd take a half hour, and we'd all sit there and go, "What the hell did she just say?"
Exactly.
Very complicated shit. It really is.
They say the
really
6 feet. You come in on the floor for the 6 feet, and you sit like that. You're like, okay. It's like talking to an insurance man. Yeah, okay, all right, okay. You have no idea what they're saying.
Well, there's Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Good to be here.
Pardon me again. I had a nagging cough for a while. And there's the Derek and Kay Show. I mean, the Derek from the Derek and Kay Show. This would be the
Derek and Kay Show.
From the Derek and Kay Show, and they have a show. They weren't on... Okay. They weren't on this week, unfortunately, because Kay... little frog in her throat or something. Yeah. Someday we will be on again, he says, confidently.
All right.
Sundays at 7 o'clock.
Good show.
Which is now working for most people, / Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, the Derek. We appreciate... We need the dudes, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
We need a song that we can play. We need a song we can play every time you mention Sunday. So when we do a promotion, we could just put that in real quick.
I'm on one of those tractor pulls. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
That's all I'm just saying. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lady.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Come on, man.
As the Beaver.
Jazz is dead.
This is an odd little fellow. Who is he? Where is he going? He doesn't seem like you and me. That's because he's not like you and me. He plays the saxophone in a jazz band. Let's listen to him play. What is jazz? Jazz music is improvisational music played over traditional and not so traditional chord progressions. Jazz musicians express themselves with their instruments, the way maybe a dancer expresses himself on a dance floor or a painter on a canvas. If the guitar player goes too far off the chords, he loses his way, something like a schizophrenic or a maniac. If he only plays the chords, he's a square. A square is a dead person to a jazz musician. You probably are a square. You are too afraid to live, to take liberties with your mind. Drugs scare you. Sex scares you. Pain and pleasure both scare you, so you play the same melody over and over again like a first-class dud. You are square. But the jazz musician senses the fear in you like a woodland animal. Run away, jazz musician. Run. Run from the squares. The sanctuary of jazz. The safety in no safety. The music lived in life while life is happening. Jazz is life's adventure set to rhythm. The haunting wail outside that unsettles the mind. The coyote's howl in the night. What's out there? Don't let it in. If it gets in, we will die. That's jazz.
Most excellent, man. That's jazz. So for any of you that, weren't really sure. Yeah, there it is, in a nutshell.
Everyone's in
that. This isn't jazz right here, but I'm looking for a good jazz one. Until I find a good jazz one, please enjoy the bridge over the River Kwai.
Dig it, man.
Wow, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Gotta love Japanese, man. It's like really old. use a sandwich, man. You know?
I'm Joseph Richardson. I play the bongo. But,
oh, man. I should see this. I should have fucking...
You could play a little Woody, you know. Play a little Woody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go, baby. Yep, yep, there you go.
Come on now. Come on now.
Now we're swinging.
Yeah. Woo! Cats are jumping now.
Hot damn.
Okay. Oh. No, that's for the news. Oh, you would... I probably should talk about that.
Decker.
Well, it's a kind of a sad story, but... you remember that guy in the Derek and the Dominoes?
Not really.
Gordon,
other than that.
Drummer.
Yeah.
And he wrote the piano part on Layla, you know, at the end. The really, you know. First, well, he ended up getting schizophrenia, I think.
Yeah.
He was schizophrenic and doing a lot of drugs and whatnot, and he kept hearing voices that told him to go kill his mom. And he had hallucinations, and he finally went and killed his mom. And he just came up for parole again. Yeah, he's been in jail for 34 years, and he was like on, oh, my God, he played with everybody. He was on John Lennon's Imagine album. Gordon Lightfoot, Sundown, Pretzel Logic, Steely Dan.
No shit. Pretzel Logic?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good album.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in the man, drummer.
Yeah.
And he just went nuts. Weird.
So what you're saying is killing your mom, it is against the law then, right?
It's still against the law. And
the thing is,
there's no statute of limitations on that bad boy either, man.
Oh. Well, that's the drugs, man. You know, he went the,
It was the drugs. They say it's the drugs mixed in with the mental disorder. You know,
sure.
It didn't bad combination, bad juju.
It happens to a lot of people. Peter Green. Peter Green went bonkers.
He doesn't really want to get out of jail. He doesn't come to the parole things and, be eligible again in 2020, but I don't think they'll ever see the light of day, man. 2025. Weird shit, man.
Yeah. Stay away from drugs, kids.
Drugs are good. Mental illness is bad. Get your mental illness cured and then go out and get some drugs. Right?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Uh-huh.
It makes perfect sense.
Find another reason to kill your mom instead of voices in your fucking head.
If you're
going to
kill your mom,
reason.
do it for a good reason, not because you're crazy. That's, I think we can all,
Say you were inspired by a video game. You know? Don't drag drugs into it.
It was the salmon mousse. Yeah, man. We got a really long. I mean, I'm glad Derek's here because this is a one of a kind 3 minutes tonight.
Good.
We should probably start it early because just on the fact that it's so extra long.
Oh, okay.
Probably
so
nominated. Puts it in the top. Oh, I don't even know, man. I don't think they've ever been able to clock it yet. But it's
that weird.
Yeah. So
it's immeasurable.
I don't know, man.
Immeasurable weirdness.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that alone should put it in the top 10 of all time 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Alright. I'm getting excited over here.
Alright. Then without any further ado. Doesn't the THX sound and the little music I'm going to play here, doesn't that? I'd probably consider that further ado, though, to be completely accurate.
I don't know.
Here, I promised without further ado, and now here we are with more ado for the folks.
But way too much ado.
Ado aside. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ado aside.
I'm up to my gummies in ado.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Pepe Le Pew?
Yes.
He got me too, man. He got me too.
Uh-huh.
He's out of the pictures. No more pictures for Pepe.
Okay.
That's fucked up, man. This is getting out of hand.
It's a PC bullshit.
I mean, you know, you fuck a couple cats here and there. Big deal.
He didn't know.
He's French.
He didn't know.
He's French. They can't control their urges.
Hey, those
He's
fucking
Christ,
cats
man.
Had a white line going down their back. He didn't know. Leave him alone.
That's right. Blame the painters who are sloppy and let those cats get stripes.
Yes.
Right. You've solved that problem. 3 minutes, you'll never get back with the jazzy old philosopher.
Hiya, Jazzbo. You say Cousin Orville went on Name That Tune, they played Happy Birthday, and he gave up? And Weird Al Yankovic designed a saxophone with frets? And Paul Schaefer was accompanying a belly dancer on the Letterman Show and got a wild spangle up his nose? And the new Jazz Museum has a great collection of memorabilia? Wingy Minone's cufflink, Rudy Valley's money belt, and Liberace's tassels? And David Murray got carried away at the Blue Note and ended up with the Third Herd? And as insurance, Bill Clinton optioned the life of Charlie Barnett? Does all this seem to hit you where it used to hurt, Hot Lips? Well, raise those eyebrows and squeeze out a low F. You say you're tinkling away in a cellar club near Houston. You hear someone scream, for God's sake, don't shoot the piano player. Well, all that goes with the territory. Videos that will never be made. Sheets of Sound with Lester Lannan. Florence Foster Jenkins sings Louis Prima. Paula Abdul dances to Horace Pipe Oldies. And remember, if the camel is the ship of the desert, the whale is the truck of the lake. Figure that one out. Hey there, Ding Dong Daddy. You say Cousin Buford, the banjo player with the big nostrils, took a deep breath during Dixie and snorted his pick? And crotchety Uncle Dave hates loud music. Even Zamfir gets on his nerves. And the Costume Institute's holding a special exhibit? 57 handkerchiefs used by Satchmo and Pavarotti. And they're reissuing a Way Out album. Miles Davis blows Matisse. And Uncle Cy, father of the singing telegram, worked himself into a jealous fit in Hollywood and tore Tony Martin's star out of the sidewalk. And Tiny Tim forgot the words to the Star Spangled Banner and has to report to Oliver North every Monday for a month. And Willie Nelson got looped at a Haggis pig out and came on strong with a set of bagpipes. Is that what's got you yearning for the days of Symphony Sid, Oh Hallowed Geriatric? Well, slap that nuke and strum that lute. You never know when you'll be asked to entertain at street fairs. Did you know when Harry Orlando auditioned for Benny Goodman, he held a high C and broke Benny's glasses? Did you know McCoy Tyner jazzed up Moonglow and got sued by Wolfman Jack? Little known tales of legendary figures. And remember, she who kisses the walrus must gargle frequently. Hey there, Tin Ear. You say they just found out Liberace used a player piano? And Bobby Short landed a gig playing mood music on the minibus to the Hamptons? and Pete Fountain was trying to charm a snake with Limehouse Blues, and it turned on him, and he had a segue into Song of India fast. And your dad melted all his 78s and 45s, and he calls it gooey wooey wax pudding. And Cousin Kermit, the ringmaster at the Aquacade, has a new opening. He whips the pasties off a school of mermaids as Frankie Lane sings Mule Train. And a new jazz club opened on the strip alongside a joint that advertises oral sex and the best damn cheeseburger in the West. Is that what's got you mumbling, to blow or not to blow, Murgatroyd? Well, pick up that cue and play with it a while. Remember the dance marathons Uncle Roy did the Charleston for 38 hours and had to walk home on his elbows? We laugh at that now. Did you know Tito Puente says he owes everything to Jeanette McDonald? Did you know Joey Bushkin says he owes almost everything to Roy Acock and the rest to his bookies? New videos that have a chance. Arnold Schwarzenegger at the mighty organ. And remember, he who walks through the woods singing I Love Life gets a cricket down his throat. Anyone know where I can get a copy of Elmo Tanner Whistles Basie? Some fanatic claims he has a pair of Coltrane shoelaces, but a purist told me he only played in loafers.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
I've forgotten all about him.
Yeah, the old philosopher.
Oh, that was funny stuff.
Ooh, a 4-2.
Okay.
420? I'll take it.
I think we're going to hear him on the Derek and Kay show. He dug that. New sponsor, Derek.
Oh, some sad news to start off with.
Okay.
Let's get it out of the way. Get it out of the way. Because we're going to end strong. I found the missing penis story from last Friday. And an additional penis.
I thought you found the missing penis. There's a little bit of a pause there.
No, the penis is still in the giant clam, as far as I know. All right. This is in Australia. That's a country that's kind of its own continent. I think it's the only continent that's a country and a continent at the same time. Am I correct on that?
Africa is a continent.
That's definitely a continent. Gambibia. Gambibia is one of the countries.
I don't know how that shit works, but there you have it, kid.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the world's oldest known spider has died after a record-breaking lifespan of 43 years. Ah, so sad.
Did he commit suicide?
No. It was a giant shoe, apparently, and, it wasn't a shoe.
Danny Jordan.
It wasn't a shoe.
He brought in the Liquor Man's shoe.
No. He was killed by a wasp sting, of all things, which is kind of strange.
Ah, poor thing. Poor bastard.
Yeah, poor old, I didn't even name him. He's just number 16. How sad.
See?
Didn't even get a name. That's probably why he lived 43 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's why he lived so long. They didn't get in the shoe early on.
Kill him.
Exactly. A dentist had been after him. He'd be like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Jerry the Spider? Where's my gun? Hold my beer.
Maybe it's closing away, right. Dude.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, here's a quote I was working on this for a groovy Facebook status update. Better to not comment on Facebook posts and be thought a fool than to comment on Facebook posts and remove all doubt.
There you go.
Somewhere with that?
You got to share credit, though. Who was that? Benjamin Franklin? Was that one of his Poor Richard?
They don't know. I looked it up. Mark Twain gets credit. So does Abe Lincoln. But it goes further back than that. It's an old saying.
I would say Franklin.
The first written evidence of it is like 1909, I think.
Well, you know what?
Article.
Let's give credit. Let's say Fletcher Bissell said it. It was Fletcher.
Yes, Fletcher Bissell said that in 1877.
Uh-huh. There you have it. Okay.
Stop. Yeah. 1906 is the first citation of it, though, in print. Fletcher couldn't actually write, so just have to take his word for it.
I think it was Penn. Well, then
okay.
You take credit for it, Commodore. You fixed it.
Okay, I came up with the damn thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right. Man. We're not ready for the penis stories yet. Jesus Christ.
Stories.
I thought I had tons of stories.
One.
I got stories that I don't want to do, man. Okay, here's a good one. This is fun.
The Commodore.
Yes, sir.
I sent
What's
you
that?
A picture. I sent
okay.
you a photo. You're going to love
gotcha.
It.
Bench a 10 hut. Hold on. Looking.
Yeah.
Greg sent a photo. Where is it?
It should be like
a
bluish green color.
Yeah, penis. It's penis stuff. Is that yours?
Oh,
yeah. The dick pic?
GP sent you a dick pic?
Yeah, send me a dick pic, man.
Okay, all
right. No, it's not mine.
I'll take your word for it. All right, now this is fun. Akron, Ohio. Oh, we need some more crazy. We have to get crazy music for this lady.
Home of
AA. Akron, Ohio. There's a suburb called Coventry Township. It's 49-year-old Marcia Eubank admitted to killing her husband, 54-year-old Howard, back in 2017. After killing her husband, it's suspected she used tools to dismember his body before placing the parts and pieces into various storage containers. She texted her son and said that her father was moving to Texas. And, several of his coworkers got other vague messages, so... eventually the son contacted 911. He got suspicious. And
I think the fact that a chick dismembered her husband, get out the old hacksaw.
Cut him up and put him in paint buckets, man. That's so cool.
Uh-huh.
How could you be doing that, man? Like,
at least you can cook in the microwave.
Well, that's true. I mean, she could have given the whole Dahmer treatment.
Yep. Oh, they did make a movie called Microwave Massacre.
Oh, okay. Missed that one.
Okay, all right.
Is that Lawrence Olivier?
You're not missing nothing.
Huh?
I don't know. It's an old movie. Like 84, 85.
He was down on his luck there. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we did the bag of chips skips work Friday, man. And we did the accidentally taking the pin out of the grenade. Jeez, I got to clean this up, man.
Yep. That fucking guy.
That's our Darwin Award.
That's our Darwin Award right there.
Yeah. And then I did the crappy egg, too, man. Get these out of here, man.
Yep, Uranus.
All right. And Uranus stinks. I think I did take that down.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Nice.
Okay. Good.
This is a psychotic sounding feller. This is from the end of last year. Boy Scouts suffer concussion-like symptoms after leader allegedly smashed boys' heads together. He gave him like a, you know, a mo with Curly and Larry, you know, and a boink. And they're walking around going, dang.
Yeah, that could do some serious damage.
Yeah, you can't be smashing people.
No.
You know, you can't be smashing people's head together, man. That ain't cool.
Our craniums are 16 pounds. You're smacking that against another 16-pounder?
Yeah, that ain't good.
And your brain is only 3.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain's 3 pounds?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'll have a 1.5.
There you go.
That's right.
Listen to some of that.
That's right.
See, that they should they should have took the pledge with Sally Starr. Now, only Philadelphians can get that joke. Sally Starr used to have us raise our right hands and vow not to act like the Three Stooges before playing the Three Stooges show.
Oh,
she was one of those kiddies
in
Philly.
Yeah, see, our guy just said, down comes the sword and up comes the curtain. It's time for Three Stooges. Or then sometimes he'd spin the wheel. And it would land on Shemp. I'd be like, Shemp, 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 Shemp. And it would land on Shemp. Like, yes!
Good.
Big wheel. It had all the Stooges' heads on it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right, our three
Sally
nutty friends.
Sally was in one of their movies. Sally was in one of their movies, the Western one.
Paul Shannon. Paul Shannon played with Wild Bill Hickok.
There you go.
So...
Yeah. And of course, Adam Wilde.
All right, here it is. When is this from? Okay. May 1st. That can't be. No, that's today's date. I don't know when this article. Oh, this article is a couple years old. I have shit on here that's really old, so. A businessman who ripped out a man's heart and ate it to prove he's not gay apologizes to the victim's family and admits he exceeded the boundaries of self-defense.
Nothing says I'm a heterosexual like pulling out somebody's heart and munching out on it. No fegula.
Afterward, you know.
No fegula.
Afterward, he thought, second thoughts, hey, maybe he went a little too far.
My bad.
But, you know,
my
nonetheless,
bad.
Like he's, my bad. I think he's going to rot in jail.
He fucked him up the ass. He tore his heart out and ate it.
Just to make sure. Just to prove he wasn't a fag. Fucked him up the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's straight.
Yeah, that's bad news, man. But he's in South Africa, so, like, you know. A lot of these links aren't any good.
It's okay if you apologize.
Okay. Wow!
Everyone gets one.
This can't be true. This can't be true. Gee, many Christmas. Now the music sounds really foul.
But you think the last one was true?
Well, it's from South Africa. That shit old country. What do you want? Oh, there he goes. All right. This has to be made up here. GOP senator says, don't force employees to wash their hands after using toilet. Have they sunk that low? My God.
Jesus Christ.
Well, the Republicans stop at nothing. The senator said he'd be fine with it so long as businesses were made clear in advertising and employment literature that they don't require their employees to wash their hands. And
that's really good for business.
Yeah, and after the announcement, no one would shake this guy's hand for some reason.
Bakeries. The guys that put their hand right in the dough. Fuck that washing.
Jesus. Please wash your hands. Especially if you're in the food service industry, man. Poppy.
Exactly.
Wash your hands. All right. What else? Okay. Oh, with the penis stories. I'm sorry. Back. We'll finish with the penises.
That's what we're here for.
Where are penis stories?
Yeah, this is nuts.
All right, come on now. Don't let me down. Yeah, we talk about Jim Gordon. That's sad, man. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is the one I missed Friday. And this is... Oh, dude! This is the one we end on. My God in heaven. Okay, Mongolians are irate over a manga showing a penis on Genghis Khan. Now, do you know what a manga is? Like a comic book?
It's a manga.
It's a comic book.
Oh, I thought it was a fruit.
It's a comic book for preteens.
Yeah, well, and adults read them.
It's like a graphic novel. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
They put
a
penis on Genghis Khan. Okay.
They put it. Yeah. And this one guy, you know, this one Mongolian guy says insulting Genghis Khan is unforgivable. So they're very upset.
I thought Mongolians were good. I thought they went to by way of the dodo and Vikings and shit.
No, they're just up there like they're being Puritans or something up there, man.
Oh, okay.
They're hiding their penises. They don't want. No, unlike them Korean guys, they have penis festivals over there. I bet you the Mongolians and the Koreans don't get along so good. All right. Speaking of Asians and penises.
Mm-hmm. Which we often are.
Man, this is the headline from the Daily Mail. Man has chopstick removed from his penis a day after a friend inserted it while they were drunk in Vietnam.
Oh!
He was in the get this. He's in Vietnam, southern province, Dong Nai. The Dong Nai. He had difficulty urinating. Turns out his buddy had pushed an entire 4-inch long chopstick up his schwanz hole.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Any guys out there that aren't squirming in their seats at the thought of that one? Ooh, baby.
Thank the Lord Jesus, I never got that drunk.
With friends like that, you know what I'm saying? You know
what I guess he wanted to keep them hard, you know, give them a permanent stiffy.
I guess that was the line of reasoning. Who the fuck needs Viagra? I got you covered right here, babe.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show. Yeah.
There they are. You got that right, Jacques. That was the
lemon curry.
No, not the lemon curry.
Possum short set.
Yet, what is it? This what set sets? The
the possum
flex tet. Flex tet. Flex tet. Flex tet.
Yes.
Flex tet.
Flex tet.
There you
yeah.
have it.
Exactly.
Well,
flex
the
tet.
Possum flex tet. Right. Yep. Good.
Possum
stuff.
Flex
good stuff.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Seen a name in there. Nightmares. What's up, man? If you have asparagus and coffee on the same day, you'll pee paint thinner the next day, says getting for you.
Good Lord.
Mm.
Remember, pee makes your pee turn red. Reverend Wendy.
What
does? Told us
that. Oh, beets? Beets yeah.
Make your pee turn red.
They
so
can, yeah.
You're not bleeding, kids. Unless
not
you
a urinary
a,
tract infection. No.
Unless you've got a chopstick up your willy.
I don't like Asper guts, I don't think. I haven't tried them since I was a little kid and, you know, was a baby.
Never heard of it. What the fuck is that?
Asparagus?
Oh, asparagus. Oh, I love it. My
really?
Brother-in-law makes it great. Oh, yeah.
I have to look for a recipe.
I'll find my brother-in-law.
I don't know,
recipe.
Man.
Yeah, he makes it. He like, fries it up. It's really good.
Yeah. My dad used to call it Asper guts.
Asper
guts? Like Asper guts. I mean, yeah. That turned me off to it, you know?
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, I told you my grandfather used to call baked beans whistleberries.
Yeah, yeah. Dad also called cats a cat's poop. That was nice. He had good manners, man. Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
But I don't think he ever had a chopstick up his schwanz.
Nah, nah. I think
ow!
That would be safe to say.
Gee. Maybe he maybe he capped. Maybe he capped and he made a fatal error. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, who knows?
Could have been a calfing cowboy.
Yeah.
Let's go backward in time. Let's see. This is the oldest link on my headlines thing. Oh, it's still there. Okay.
Okay.
Date on this is 2014, dude.
No shit.
Yeah, we've been here a while. Man attacked by scorpion while reaching for bananas at Walmart. Now, how did I miss this one? Last week, a man shopping at a Pittsburgh area Walmart reached into a box of banana only to have a fucking scorpion latch onto his hand with its pinchers. There you go.
You know,
man.
That's feasible. And that shit's feasible.
Well, sure.
These things, they stole away in the crate and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy says, I yanked my arm out and flung it, and the scorpion flopped to the ground. He was shopping with his two young children. He says, I stand there in disbelief looking, and there's this other shopper there, and people started to converge, and sure enough, the scorpion.
Well, that's it. Well, you know what it is. Don't eat bananas, man. They'll kill you. Bananas can kill
you. He says he quickly threw the box's lid. He quickly threw the box's lid on top of the scorpion and squashed it. And then uh-huh. They found out it was the world's oldest scorpion. Big trouble.
How old was
what
it?
What are you doing?
All tops on it? Was it older than that fucking spider?
It was 62 and a half, man. It was almost made Social Security. He fucking
uh-huh.
squashed on a shopping the Florida.
Oh.
Supermarket, Walmart. Oh well.
Yeah, poor bastard. In a foreign land, yeah. Poor thing.
Man, you know, when we decided to do the Jazz Appreciation Possum Hour, which you're listening to now, if you recognize jazz in the background, like jazz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jazz. All right, man. Cool.
I like it.
Cool. So,
damn good background music.
What am I thinking here? Oh! I thought, holy crap, man, how am I going to pull off a legitimate jazz yodel? Huh?
Yes, oh, uh-huh. But you met that challenge, haven't you?
Daunting task? Not so much for the Commodore.
Uh-huh.
How do you yodel here, man?
Good thing I got a 4-foot rope hanging by me.
I don't think this one's going to bug you, man. Because it's just a lot like the other tunes we played earlier throughout the show tonight. It's not not real country pie or nothing. All right, man. Well, here we go. Wait, where is it? Where's my jazz yodel? Fuck me! I can't find it now.
You need to play me Deliverance song from with the banjos.
That's embarrassing. Must have misnamed it or something.
She loves that kind of stuff.
She took the cake. Took the yodel.
Yeah, she loves that stuff.
What the hell did I do with it? I'll upload the fucking thing quickly.
Oh.
Yes. Well, me and GT were talking about some jazz.
Yeah.
GT's a jazz, I'm still
man.
Watching In Hard Sea.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's uploading real fast, man. I must have, like, magic powers.
God. Magic seal. Boom.
Great. Okay, now, is it on the list? Be at the bottom of the list? Oh, it's processing the file. Process it. You know, it's not, I'm not totally magic. Oh, now Dr. Cake is, he's clamoring.
Uh-huh.
He's clamoring for this fucking thing, man.
They all
well,
are.
Man.
Dr.
Okay.
Cake is just
okay. Woman. Okay, I've performed a miracle!
Yes.
We have... a yodel!
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! You're in time!
Yeah.
Standing on the corner, I didn't mean no harm. Along come a police that took me by the arm. It was down in New Orleans, corner of Roland, New Maine. They say, big boy, you gonna have to tell me your name. Yodelay, yodelay. I say you find my name on the tail of my shirt. I'm a French Quarter hustler. I don't have to work. Listen, all you rounders, you better leave my woman alone.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a fucker yodel.
That was a motherfucking yodel.
That was worth the time you downloading it.
I was thinking that same thing. I was like, man, that was worth scrambling for that son of a bitch. That was a goodie. That was
a good job.
Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir.
Even GTO liked it.
Yeah, put him to sleep. Lulled him to sleep.
Guy sucks because I'm watching in Heat, Heart of the Sea.
Cool, man. Watching? Cool.
Oh, damn.
What you watching there, GT?
In the Heart of the Sea. The true story
of
Moby
Dick.
Huh.
Okay.
Huh? The true story of Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm down.
All right.
You guys never seen it?
Half naked girls dancing.
You know what? They call me Ishmael. Then I say, no, the name's Commodore. Yeah, and then I said I could correct them and say, no, it's Commodore.
Are you sure they weren't there reading the book out loud? Or you were reading the book out loud when they started calling you that?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
All I remember is reading that in high school, and it took me like a week to finish this passage about this rope on a fucking thing on deck, and I'm like, Jesus, yeah. God Almighty. I mean, description is one thing, dude, but give me a fucking break. He described every fucking fiber of this rope demony Christmas.
When he got paid by words. I tried reading his Legend of Jarell. It was filled with too much history. He was doing Russian history while doing the story. I was bored out of my mind.
Get doubles for adjectives. All right. Well, we're winding down, man.
Okay. I hope we don't have the jazz in there.
Yeah.
Raise your hand.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get way out. We didn't get way out, because most of the way out stuff runs like 8-10 minutes long, and you're like, jeez.
Oh,
I don't think...
good jazz.
Everybody left, you know, everybody leaves the fucking crib, because...
favorite is jazz fusion, and that goes on 13 fucking minutes or so. That's a big jam.
You would have so loved that show I saw with...
Yeah. Bitches Brew is my favorite album. You gotta check that out, man. Miles.
Oh yeah, I've heard. Yeah, I think I might have a copy of that in the old record collection. It's been so long since I went through my records. I don't even know what's in there, man.
Whole album at the end, the last hour of not the last hour, but the but after the show.
Well, you know how to live, man. You're a daring motherfucker.
That's it. That's what Gumby does, man.
So. He's selling cigars tomorrow?
No, they still haven't done that yet. I'm waiting for her she's probably backing out of it.
What's the most expensive butt you have personally sold in that store?
About $12.50, maybe one of the Ashtons.
$12.50 for one cigar?
We don't have the real expensive ones. The real expensive ones is Davidoff.
What do they run?
Fucking light. I have no idea,
bucks?
But they're a lot.
$100? $100 for a cigar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. They're close to it.
Might as well burn your money.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't carry any of those because if we sign a contract with them, we have to buy a $20,000 humidor to display their shit.
Sure.
So fuck that. Plus, we're not going to sell it in this fucking neighborhood. Who's going to buy that expensive fucking guard? The most expensive I was about $12.50 I smoked.
Well, see, that's an expensive, to me, that seems like a very expensive cigar.
Yeah. You knock 30% off. That's the only reason why I got this job.
Oh, well, you get the employee discount. Fuck that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You ever smoked a cigar, G?
I called him.
Do you ever smoke
a cigar?
I've never smoked nothing.
Never smoked nothing. Good for you, man.
Nope.
For you. Yeah.
All right.
Think lungs over
I
there.
I tried one
boy.
Beer, and I thought it was like puke.
And no,
good,
no beer?
Good boy.
Don't smoke it. Drink. That okay.
is.
All right. Yeah, cool. Coffee. Finishing my coffee.
I don't remember what it was. I think it was either Pabst Blue Ribbon or Stroh's.
Well, that would probably, it was probably a PBR, Pabst, yeah. That would have the pukey tasty.
You don't
it's
drink
fine,
you don't
it's only the
you're,
finest
you're fucking puke. Jesus. GT is Jesus.
No, he's the strongest
GT's
man
the last
on the
Boy
internet.
Scout, tell you.
Okay.
I am the original last Boy Scout.
Jesus was
he's
the
last.
You don't drink
but
wine,
but,
right?
Okay. Well, if you're the last, hold on, Maddie's, if you're the last Boy Scout, just remember, don't go clocking heads together, okay? Because that's definitely not a good idea.
There you go.
No, I just had my hand around my throat. Please.
He's serious, folks. Just be careful. Don't mess with the beast. What they always say.
Gosh.
All right, man. You got to know better than that. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight,
everybody.
All right, man. Energize!
Whoever said a good man is hard to find? Positively, absolutely sure was blind. I found the best man there ever was. Here's just some of the things that my man does. Why, he shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, and he strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. Oh, yes, he is. He threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, and he chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. If you believe it or not, he's so good to have around. And when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there and turns my damper down. Why, for everything he's got a scheme. You ought to see that new stuff he uses on my machine. That man is such a handyman. Why, he flaps my flapjack, cleans off my table, feeds my horses out in my stable. Every day. My-
dirty, 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 dirty.
And there you have it.
Good show, Commodore. Good stuff.
Well, I can say the same to you, sir. Good show, sir.
Nice.
You're responsible for the bulk of the selections tonight, I would guess. I don't keep count. I don't track. You know, I don't. It's not the point here.
You got some good stuff in there, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. How's this?
I forgot all about the old philosopher.
I know.
Get some Woody in there.
I must did this one for the theme. Should have done this one for the theme. Playboy After Dark, baby.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking fiddled with them rabbit ears. God bless! Hard to get in, man. It's on UHF channel. Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
But then I realized there aren't any titties in it. Like, there's sexy but gals, but they're not naked.
Bummer.
I finally get it in, you know, and they go, and here's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And you're like, really? Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
Fuck.
You know who's always on that, Tucker? You know who's on that? Almost like a regular? The cause.
Yep.
That sweater wearing son of a gun.
Well, he fucked up his life. Now every time somebody watches these old shows, they're gonna think about that.
Stigma. Yeah. I mean, that's gonna be. I love. Rob Reiner said one time. He goes, my obituary is gonna say, Rob Reiner died today. He's famous for being meathead.
Yep.
You know.
All the great movies he directed.
I know.
He must be known as meathead.
Famous for being meathead. Yeah, Cosby's going to have the stigma. He's a comic and convicted rapist. Chusk.
Yeah. Eventually people are going to forget about that part. Yeah, they're going to forget about that. Like generations from now, they're going to be watching him on TV and not know. Somebody might.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think
more of a woman, though. Nah, I think guys. Because
I've noticed
everything
that, like, even the comedy and stuff that we got when we were kids, kids today don't get, and they don't want to get, and they're not interested in
it. Yep, they don't even try to get it.
So it'll just disappear. He was going to disappear anyway. Now he disappears with a stigma.
Yep. Nice. Well, I got my nephew here, man. I'm going to force some Grenache on him. No joke.
Oh.
No, I'm going to force
You got a house guest, is what you're saying?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Let's kick Tommy and get
here,
you.
He's here for good. So he moved in.
Oh, that's right. You're roomies now. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. I hope that works out, man, because I'm not a good roommate. I'm not a good roommate. It gets on my nerves to have somebody around the house all the time, you know. I can't help it.
I hear you.
I was getting a little hinky with Mr. Science, man, after a week, you know. It's like, I was kind of glad he went to the motel. I think he was more comfortable at the motel because he lives in a motel half the time, you know.
That's good living. I like motels, too.
He lives in
now?
The thing.
Did he finally leave?
Yeah, he flew out Sunday for Oregon because he's got to work at the nuclear plant out there for 2 weeks. He left a bunch of shit here, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, I said, well, I'll see what I can get for the golf clubs, and I should probably move that bike, get that bike out here, but no problem, man, no problem. Yeah. Least I can do for a lifelong pal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice.
Good dude. Well, I'm kind of out of ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, I say we kicked Tommy in. It was a good show. I saw the standout. Dizzy Gillespie, good pick.
Yeah, Dizzy. You had some good
stuff. I didn't use the Possum
nice
Flex.
Juggle.
That was clutch. I didn't use the Possum Flex Tet you sent. I used a different tune. But they were cool, man. And they had Possum in
there. What was the name of that one?
This
one
was Canal
Street.
Yeah, it's Canal Street Blues.
Oh, okay.
It was like 4 minutes, so it was like fit in real nice, you knew. And that What Is Jazz was very cool, very cool, very cool, very cool.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Tommy,
I'll put the Possum Flex set up on Grenache right now. Cool.
Yeah. But that last one, that's the unfamous version of that song. It's like a real rare one, I guess. Golly. I can't find Tommy. Where the fuck go? Jesus Christ. Is he this far down? I'm asking you. Too many Christmas. I know he's not this far down on the list. I had to miss it. Okay. Like a race against time.
Get all the time.
Where the fuck is Tommy, man? Where's Tommy, man?
I'm playing something else, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to, man. If
we can't find him. Change things up a little. Tom's probably out catching a smoke like those jazz people do.
Yeah, you know. The kind without the little letters on them.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And without the little words on it. Sammy Davis Jr. said that on one of them shows.
Yeah, they're smoking those little ones without the little words on it.
No, that guy was Dean said that. That was a Dean line, yeah.
Smoking those cigarettes without the little words on them, you know what I'm saying.
All right, well, Tommy came back in from his smoke. His eyes are a little bloodshot.
Yeah.
Pupils dilated. Hit it! But hey, man, it's good for your skin. It keeps cancer away.
Yeah. Good for everything.
Cures cancer. Good for everything. There's nothing you can't do. We could save the rainforests. We could save the fucking rainforests. Right now. Today.
It's the antidote of banana eating scorpions.
You got that right.
Funny, that guy had a joint.
And you can make cars out of the shit. You can make cars out of it.
Yeah, that's
Cheech
right.
Cheech Chong did it. Henry Ford did it. Who can't do it?
Learn more on the Herd Mentality page.
Yeah, man. Check them out because they have all the latest and greatest on the weed there.
Yeah.
The wacky woo-woo.
Good for him.
It's going to be legal. I think it's going to be legal in Ohio within 5 years. We'll be, you know, going to the dispensary and getting.
Yeah. Oh, definitely easy.
Kit for our vape pipes and whatnot.
Uh-huh. So, we're going to be doing looking forward to that, man. All kinds of fucking high. Because, you know, we'll be doing this in 5 years. Hey, Commodore.
PA? You think?
Oh, yeah. I think the whole country.
Well, maybe so.
What I'm
maybe
saying
so.
Is, we'll still be doing Possum Hour. We'll be here smoking that shit, still doing Possum Hour 5 years from now.
Oh man!
What is that?
The curse of the cat people? Jesus Christ!
There you have it. Oh, Christ.
All righty, man. Well, good show, sir. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, fun time.
I think we'll do Friday. I'm pretty sure, but I'll let you know for sure because I know I start work. No, I don't think we do Friday. I got a gig, I think. So,
okay. All right. Well, let me know anyway.
I'll let you know for sure, but I'm thinking I got a gig. I think that's my first day back in the real world, and actually the cash flow could use it. Especially since I spent all the can money on booze. Oh, well. Hello, Gumby. Come on now.
Espresso.